We're about to get underway, and it is going to be Millwall who are going to get things started, kicking from left to right. So they will be attacking the City end in this first half, and the City end is absolutely bouncing, Jason.
And we are underway then. City in their third appearance at Wembley in 4 years. Can they do it? They are 90 minutes away from the Championship. A long, hard season. It all comes down to this.
Brilliant
from Billy Clark. Wins it for City. Colum is to Marshall. Oh, Clark's in space. Can he find him? Marshall in towards Billy Clark. Is it on goal? He's got to finish. Oh, he's put it wide. Think he got a touch off the defender. He was on his weaker right foot. He was in. He just needed to apply the finish, and somehow the defender touches it round the post. Here's City are trying to score here. It's with McMahon. Good ball in. Chance over the bar! Was it McArdle? It was a third chance for City from McArdle's head, and he just gets underneath it, and it's another glorious opportunity.
They're getting closer from McArdle, though, aren't they? You know, Williams, still Gregory. Morrison's inside the area. A couple more joining them as well now on the left-hand side. Williams, could he get the cross in? Oh, it's in there now. Millwall have scored, and it is that man, inevitably almost, Steve Morrison, 19 for the season, bangs it in from close range. It's City 0, Millwall 1. With 5 minutes to go, it's absolute heartache for City. Chests it down and runs square midway inside the Millwall half. Sends it into the area. Wyke is there. So's Tony McMahon. Strikes it into the middle. McMahon again. Oh, it's into the side netting and over. That was the moment. And City have got two players down, including McMahon, inside the penalty area with their heads in their hands. They cannot quite believe that. Jones with his head in his hand as well.
Had McMahon to go back across, did he?
McMahon went for the goal. He could have squared it. It's cleared away, though, by Millwall. Morrison, who scored the goal, which is settled this tie as the final whistle blows. City players are out on their feet. It's Millwall who are promoted. Congratulations to them. Morrison with a decisive goal, 5 minutes from time. Well, the City players are still out there as well. There's some Millwall fans who are running around. Some of them have just gone over. Some of them are taunting Stuart McCall. And one or two have gone towards Stuart McCall. And some Millwall fans are going to try to shake City's hands. They don't want to see you. Just get off the pitch. They are, those fans, you don't want to condemn all the Millwall supporters, but those that have come onto the pitch are a disgrace, absolute disgrace to themselves, to their families, to their club.
Well, they're not showing them on the telly, are they? They're not showing them on the TV, and they should do.
Well, rest assured, there will be close-ups of all of them, and I sincerely hope that the Millwall take action against them as well, but that's for another day to worry about. The City players and Stuart McCall and Kenny Black and the backroom staff are going out to support the team away to the right-hand side, going and standing in front of the supporters as well and acknowledging the support from them. Neil Harris, the Millwall manager, is trying to tell their supporters to get off the field, and some of them are now coming into the City half. And I'll tell you what, it's an absolute disgrace from Millwall, and it's about time the Football League took action against them.
There this will is be out closer, of order, isn't it? They're in the face of the City players
well,
here.
The City
what
fans
are you doing?
Are doing.
Where are the police?
Where are the police? Where are the stewards? They should have learnt from last season. You know, and I'll tell you what, the City
people
fans,
people are getting a bit annoyed now, aren't they? They're going to be very careful here, the police, because there's going to be a massive bit of trouble, Coops. It's going to all kick off.
Well, why on earth were there not stewards across the pitch to make sure that the Millwall supporters could not get into the City half? One or two City fans have come on as well, but it's those Millwall supporters, and we're not talking 10, 20, we're talking hundreds of them have come onto the pitch. They are an utter, utter disgrace, those that are on the pitch. And the Football League have got to take action against them. Stuart McCall is going around some of the Millwall players, shaking their hands and congratulating them. He's applauding the City supporters as well. The vast majority of the Millwall fans have stayed in their seats, stayed down there. But with what has gone on down there, that is an utter, utter disgrace. You know, it's not the same as last year in terms of seats being thrown around and broken up. But, you know, let's not forget, and you know, I've had this discussion with you before, it is a criminal offence to go on the pitch at a football match like that. They might just be going on there in celebratory mode, but they're then going and inciting City supporters who, to their credit, have stayed behind inside the stadium. They've been having a go at some of the City players. You know,
still doing it, aren't they?
That's the last thing you need.
It's overshadowing, isn't it?
But now, you've got stewards coming on and they're standing on the halfway line. Too late! Too late! This is an absolute fail by Wembley Stadium, the Football League and the Metropolitan Police, who we were told had a plan in action. Well, these plans have to include keeping order inside the stadium. You cannot allow hundreds of fans to be running onto the pitch like that at the end. It is an utter, utter disgrace. And I look forward to hearing Millwall coming out and condemning each and every one of them and banning each and every one of them from going to any football.
Yeah, you know it's not going to happen, do you? Those City players are absolutely gutted. It's been a long, hard season. It all came down to one chance for Steve Morrison. Was he offside? Was he onside? It was so very, very tight.
It looked as though he
was probably just about right, but it was... It's gutting, isn't it? It's not like they've scored and given City a real chance to get back into it, Coops. It's not as if they've had a string of chances or they've been the better side. We were saying City just had to look after it. It came from Marshall losing the ball inside the Millwall half. They got a little bit lucky. The flick from, I think it was Williams. It could have gone anywhere, couldn't it? It went straight to Morrison, who read it at the back stick. And he puts it away. And Colin Doyle has not had one save to me. I don't think Colin Doyle has had a quieter afternoon all season than he did today.
And well, Billy, commiserations, kind of reaction from you and the players after the game?
We're all devastated. We never thought... We were quite confident going into the game. We never really expected to lose. It was always going to be a tight game, but I just felt confident that we had enough and... But losing one goal is pretty devastating, yeah.
And how gutting was it to concede that goal so close to the end as well?
It's just the way football is. It's over 90 minutes and anything can happen in that time. So it's fair play to Millwall, you know. They've scored a goal. They lost here last year and come back and won this year. So fair play to them.
Getting beat's one thing, but being taunted by their fans on the pitch, that must be an extra kick in the teeth.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? As you said, it's disappointing the way that we've lost a game. No one wants to lose, especially in a game like that. But then when you turn around and you see their fans all running on the pitch, you just think, well, it's not really surprising, really. Sometimes some of the things I said is obviously... Can't really say too much, really, but you have to stand there and take it. If you react, it's you who's going to be in the blame. So it's one of them things. Whether they'll get done for it or anything, they'll get done for it. But it's done with now, isn't it? There's nothing you can do, and everyone just moves on.
By comparison, your fans were great.
Yeah, they were, as they always are. You only have to look at the away support all season, not just today. We're always well supported on the road and they get behind us, and that's what makes it that little bit more disappointing, the fact that it's not them celebrating at the end of the game.
Stuart, your kind of feelings after the game and watching your side go through that?
Obviously it's raw at the moment, very numb. There's not many words I can say to the players or the supporters that was going to make them feel any better. Naturally gutted. The game went how we thought it would. We had a majority possession. We had to defend a lot of, you know, set players, big strong physical side, Millwall. In fairness, the best partnership over the last two seasons, Gregory and Morrison, have combined to undo us. But listen, I can't point a finger at anyone. The individuals, collective, you know, their goal is pulled off an outstanding save first half. That could be the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah, I mean, how gutting to get kind of so close to 90 minutes and possibility of extra time and concede that goal?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, to lose a goal so late didn't give us much time to get back. But as I said to the lads afterwards, I still believe they would do, because they go to the final whistle. You know, it wouldn't have surprised me in injury time we'd have got one. We had, you know, a couple of sniffs where we could have done better. But overall, obviously, overriding feeling is disappointment at this moment in time. Looking back over the season as a whole, it's been one of pride, a lot of enjoyment, a lot of pleasure. But ultimately, we failed in today's game. I don't think the season's been a failure, but I think today we've lost. And no more we can be said.
today motivation for going into the summer and into next season, this feeling right now?
Not at the moment, no. I think the key thing, if you look at Millwall, they kept the full squad together last year. They kept Gregory, they kept Morrison, lost Beavers, but and replaced him with Hutchinson, who I know well from Fulham. So they kept their squad, the majority of their squad together. It'll be important that we try to do the same. But we need strong leadership now. We need it from yourself, from the owners. Not at this moment in time, but certainly come, you know, early season next year. And we can't just let the club sort of rest now. We've improved from last season. We need to improve next year on this season.
I want to ask you about the scenes at the final, after the final whistle, the fans coming towards you, into your face, into the players' faces. What do you kind of make
nonsense
of that?
Very angry I was, I've got to say. And then the stewards pop up 10 minutes later and try to, it was, listen, it's nonsensical. So lessons need to be learned from Wembley there. The last thing we needed to be goaded, as I said, I was close to clock a couple, but unfortunately they were a bit quicker than me. So yeah, there could have been unsavoury scenes if we'd have had, you know, if that had been a different club playing us, you know, and they're goading us on. I saw it at Hibs and Rangers a few years ago. You know, Hibs fans come to the halfway line, then carried on, and then Rangers fans naturally came on as well. That were never going to happen with Bradford fans. But, you know, there's a lot of stupid individuals out there. But it's not so much them I would blame at fully. It's where were the stewards 10 minutes before? Because everyone knew what was going to happen. I'm sure they did. So come on to halfway line, not come 10 minutes later when all the goading and the trouble could have happened. All right?
You mentioned going, how proud are you players of not taking the bait and walking away?
Listen, we were all gutted at the time. So, you know, it's just, it is what it is, and hopefully lessons will be learned.
Thanks, okay? Sure. Cheers. Thank you.